Friday, but not yet. Final is this hour's password. Enter it now at move1035.ca. If you have been entering so far, thank you very much. We're going to be making another winning phone call to give away one of these trips here in just a few. But first, Benson Boone on Move.
For a while there, it was rough. But lately, I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Oh. My mind, I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. You, I need you, oh God, I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Vancouver's favorite way to wake up.
This is the Nat and Drew Show, today's best variety.
Move 1035. paradise.
Password to paradise.
Welcome to paradise.
Winner.
Hello?
Good morning, Destiny. It's the Nat and Drew Show at Move 103.5 calling.
Hi.
Where do we find you this morning, Destiny?
Right now, it's kind of weird. I'm just waiting. I'm selling something on Marketplace, and I'm just waiting to meet up someone.
Okay, so you've got a lot going on. I mean, you're literally right in the middle of something, and then here we are calling. What could we possibly want?
My heart is pounding right now. Oh, my God.
You've been entering the passwords in our Password to Paradise contest?
Yes.
Well, we have very good news for you.
Woo-hoo!
You are off, Destiny, to Sandals Royal Bahamian in the Bahamas.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is insane. I totally need this right now. This is, wow. Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Destiny. Are you crying right now?
Yes, I am. It's just been a tough time, and I just needed this. Thank you.
Destiny, well, we're so happy that we could do this for you. Who are you going to bring on this trip?
Maybe my mom, because she's been sending me the passwords and stuff. We were sending each other passwords to get it, so maybe I'll go with her.
I love that. That's a great idea. Tag team effort in winning the trip, and now maybe a tag team trip together. Congratulations, Destiny. Our latest winner in Password to Paradise.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
You're so welcome. Destiny Morgan, today's winner. We would love to call you with awesome news. I love how emotional she was about that. You know, obviously it's coming at a perfect time for her, and we would love to do the same thing for you come Monday.
All right, so this password is final, but I don't want you to get confused because we do have more trips, like all next week as well. But the password to enter is final, and enter that at move1035.ca.
Next password coming up at 10 o'clock. Password to Paradise continues with Sandals and Move 103.5.
You know I've been watching you all night long. I know you got your own thing going on. I can't help but think about what's on your mind. Wanna know what it would take to get inside. Got the whole spot wondering about who you are. Can have your pick, but I'm the one you want. So I'm about to make my way down to the floor. Cause I don't think I can hold it back no more. Cause you're just fine, going hypnotizing, head down to your toes. With your hands going down your back, watch that body go. It's electric, 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 electric. You're so electric.
Hey, it's Drew Savage. Have you ever needed to get something fixed in your house and it's a total disaster? No shows, feeling ripped off? It happens. And that's why I'm so excited that Jiffy is finally in Vancouver. Let me tell you, Jiffy has changed the game in home maintenance. When my toilet sprung a leak, I downloaded the Jiffy app, and within 2 minutes, I was matched with John, a licensed, vetted plumber. I asked him to come the next day, and sure enough, he showed up right on time and got right to work. John diagnosed the issue, fixed the leak in a jiffy, and a couple of other things I didn't even know were broken, all at a great price. He even gave me some tips to prevent it from happening in the future. Thanks, John. And now the spring is coming up. It's really jiffy time at my house. Next time I'm jiffying up my window cleaning and yard cleanup for spring, I just can't get enough. For seasonal work, repairs, emergencies, you name it. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code MOVE25 for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
On the next Lotto 649 draw, the gold ball jackpot will be $42 million. And if you play online, you could have it at your fingertips or your whole hand. Depends on your typing technique.
Welcome to the White Lotus in Thailand, Cut.
Crave presents the new season of the Emmy Award-winning HBO original series, The White Lotus.
This place is insane.
Follow the exploits of an all-star cast in paradise as they unleash their worst.
What happens in Thailand stays in Thailand.
And most privileged impulses.
We're not supposed to tell my family. We're poor now, and Daddy's going to prison.
The White Lotus. Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Here's Mike from You Move Me with another customer review.
Here's one from Ryan in Vancouver. The Move Me team was an absolute dream. Friendly, professional, and funny. They made light work of what could have been a very difficult move. Thanks, Ryan. We believe a little well-placed humor can make moving almost fun.
There are nearly 3,000 You Move Me reviews you can read online anytime. See why You Move Me is the home of your best move ever. YouMoveMe.com.
A little heads up from Sleep Country. Over the years, your body's been shedding kilograms of straight into your aging mattress. That's not even counting millions of crawling little critters. Oh, there should have been a there. When your mattress or pillow is loaded with this much time to switch. During the Time to Switch event at Sleep Country, get up to 15% off almost everything. But hurry up. This offer is valid for a limited time. Restrictions apply. Speak to a sleep expert for details. Only at Sleep Country.
What happens in Thailand stays in Thailand.
Crave presents the new season of the Emmy Award-winning HBO original series, The White Lotus. Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe at crave.ca.
We are Applewood Auto Group. We don't just sell cars. We buy cars. We service cars. We build cars. We race cars. We tune cars. We are cars. At Applewood Auto Group, your dream car isn't just a dream anymore.
It's all good at Applewood.
Our engagement ring collection is the biggest you can find.
And our prices for diamonds are obviously better.
Because we pay cash for our diamonds.
When you're ready to propose, come to Spence.
This would be the perfect time, don't you think?
We don't put our engagement rings in locked showcases.
We put them out where you can try them on and see how they look on you.
And every engagement ring has the price on it.
At Spence, you never need to ask how much is this one.
You're really going to enjoy your time at Spence.
Spence.
Wow!
Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Right now, get 30% off with a Crave Premium 6-month plan and start streaming exclusive HBO series like The White Lotus.
We should always live like this.
The new season of The Last of Us premiering April 13th.
What did you do?
I saved her.
Hit Canadian original The Trades.
I want to make things right.
And the blockbuster Venom The Last Dance.
Let's go!
Get 30% off with a premium 6-month plan. Offer ends April 20th. Terms apply. Learn more at crave.ca/springoffer. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses, with customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. ULINE, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Good morning. morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Uh-oh, we've got a crash on the Alex Fraser northbound after Cliveden left shoulder and a crash in Abbotsford McCallum at Marshall Road. BCAA members always save 3 cents per liter at Shell, plus spend less at the pump with the Shell app. Download today. We've got sunshine ahead today. It's going to be gorgeous. More sun tomorrow. Looks like showers on Sunday. We've the high today, 13. Right now, 6 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. It's the Nat and Drew Show coming up. It is a new music Friday. Both Ed Sheeran and Miley Cyrus have new songs out this morning, and we'll feature them in What's Trending.
After music from Delaney Jane. Move 103.5. Good morning.
Today's Best Variety, Move 103.5. It is a new Music Friday, and two major artists are dropping big songs.
What's trending?
Let's start with Ed Sheeran and his brand new song called Azizam.
Azizam.
Azizam means my dear in Farsi, and Ed's new producer Ilya is Persian, and Ed wanted to tap into that, and this is like not Ed's first foray into highlighting other cultures. He's flirted with Spanish language songs before, also Afrobeats in the past. And then Miley Cyrus has a new song out this morning. It is called End of the World.
Show me how you hold me if tomorrow wasn't coming for sure. Let's pretend it's not the end of the world.
I think you could actually,
you could do a mashup of both of them. They're similar. her new album is out at the end of May. And in June, there's going to be a movie that accompanies the album that's like basically a pop opera. They're calling it a pop opera from the mind of Miley Cyrus.
Ooh.
There you go.
A creative explosion.
Yeah.
You can tell that summer is not that far off if you've got two major names like Ed Sheeran and Miley Cyrus dropping new songs.
Mm-hmm.
They're both up-tempo and sound really, really fun.
Yeah.
Possible songs of the summer contenders, we'll see. we'll be featuring both of those songs in their entirety throughout the day, so be listening for the iHeartRadio premieres of those new songs today. We don't talk a lot of hockey unless it has to do with the Canucks, but this is a big story and trending. Alex Ovechkin could tie or even break an NHL record tonight that was once thought to be untouchable, the NHL's all-time scoring record. If he scores twice for the Capitals tonight against Chicago, he will tie Wayne Gretzky's record. If he scores a hat trick, of course, he will break it. Ovi currently sits at 892 career goals, Gretzky at 894. Wayne and NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman both will be in attendance tonight in Chicago in case the record is broken.
I, you know, have been hearing the name Alexander Ovechkin for a very long time. As somebody who does not follow sports, I know the name, right? So I'm like, okay, like I know who he is. I know he's a very, like, he's a hockey superstar. I didn't realize he is 39 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he's been doing this for a long time.
Very, very long time.
And having a pretty good year for a 39-year-old. Like, he's at 39 goals right now with seven more to go, and the Capitals have made the playoffs, so he's got lots of scoring opportunities ahead.
Yeah, when he was 36, so just a few years ago, he was the oldest player in NHL history to score 50 goals in a season. Like, he's still got some gas in the tank.
Yeah. He is, and that is how he has managed to catch up to Gretzky, because Gretzky's highs were higher than Ovechkin's, but Ovechkin has the higher floor.
Yeah.
Like, he's finishing his career stronger than Gretzky did. So these last few years is how he's been able to catch this once thought of to be unbreakable record.
Yeah. Unless he gets like Tanya Harding-ing today.
Honestly.
Like, if I was saying, if I was Wayne Gretzky, I might.
Keep an eye on Janet? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, where's Jeff Belulli when you need him?
What's trending? Move 103.5. People dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price. You know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more. Oh,
The Nat and Drew Show. Real friends, real fun. Every day. Move Radio.
Now this one dedicated to all of you. Them who walk down the road to say nice things to them girls. Trees are like diamonds and pearls. Dedicated to all the girls around the world. And this is Raven and Shaggy with a combination with Tammy. Flip this one for your musical disc.
But who's gonna have your back when it's all done?
Yeah.
It's all good when you little your dear fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Damn.
Looking back, shorty, always a mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need. Lady,
you're a queen and that's how you should be treated. Though you never get the loving that you needed.
Yeah.
Put a left but I call and you heeded. Begged and I pleaded, mission completed. And I said that's how you night this the program. Not the type to mess around with your emotion.
Yeah.
But the feeling that I have for you is so strong. Been together so long and this could never be wrong.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps you are to me. Baby, shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need.
Say I'm your savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Say girl, I surrender.
Thanks for giving me your love.
Girl, in spite of my behavior,
well,
you are my savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Well, girl, I surrender.
So thanks for giving me your love.
All of this one big party when you're still young. And who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good when you live your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shorty, always I mention. Tell me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. Baby, shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need. Lady, girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than
have you ever been the bearer of bad news? You know that a friend or family member is being cheated on and you tell them, and then how does that go? Finding out this morning how Shakira found out that her husband was cheating on her, and it was the nanny, and what Shakira has done, you know, with that information. Like, they're now divorced and whatever, but like, what's the relationship like with the nanny? It's very, very interesting. I will get into that. It's coming up on Move.
After music from Preston Pablo.
'Cause I need you like the flowers need the rain. I need you like the sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now and forever away.
Yeah, bunks on rocks.
Sometimes I feel so lonely. Feels like there is no one around to hold me. And my head gets dark and heavy. But then I see your face. And I can only hope.
Cause I need you like the flowers need the rain. I need you like the sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now and forever. From your violence, but now I won't run away. You take the doll and make it vibrant. I could stay forever, baby. And I could only hope for the best. And I could only breathe with my chest. One step at a time, oh, you take me. You're leaving me blind, but don't leave me. No, cause I need you like the flower. Sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now and forever away. Oh, 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 one step at a time, oh, you take me. You're leaving me blind, but don't leave me. I need you like the flowers need the rain. Need you like the sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now and forever away.
Move 103.5. Good morning. It is 8:34. Let's talk cheaters. Ever told someone that they're being cheated on, and then how did that person respond to that information? Because often I think we fear that if you tell someone that you're the bearer of bad news, and right. You actually will face the brunt of that.
604-280-1035. You can text 103535. I've never done it, but I there is a very high profile situation, high profile story of this happening and how it's gone.
This is incredible. So this is the story of Shakira. Famous singer Shakira, and you might remember that Shakira and her husband Gerard Piqué, he's a famous soccer player, they split a few years ago because he was cheating on her. But we're just literally finding out that how Shakira found out. She found out because the nanny found out, and the nanny told Shakira.
So the husband wasn't cheating with the nanny.
No.
The nanny just found out that the husband was cheating, and then she went to the employer,
yep.
Shakira,
yep.
And said, your husband is cheating
yes.
on you.
Oof. And the guy, this Gerard Piqué, fired her. He fired the nanny after ratting him out. Well, Shakira, at a show in Mexico, had the nanny on stage. Her name is Lily Melgar. Not only did she rehire the nanny after she got fired, she's name-dropped her in a song, and she's also giving her royalties in the song.
Wow.
For every time, so she gets the royalties from that, and she also did back pay because she didn't get severance when she got fired, and she's hired her back.
Wow, is right.
Like, that is just the antithesis of like, oh, I'm not sure whether I should tell somebody because I don't know if I'm going to get blamed, you know?
Here is somebody who's being celebrated in every possible way.
Yeah.
Thank you for saving my life and getting me away from this horrible guy who doesn't respect me and is doing bad things.
Yeah, and so Lily, the nanny's on stage. She's got like, she's dancing along with Shakira and they're like, yeah, suck it, Gerard.
That is a wild story. I've never done it. Not at any stage of my life. I'm not even sure, to be honest, if I've ever been in the position. I don't think I've ever like obtained the information. It's not like I had the choice to make. I've just never been in the situation where I had that info and I had to wrestle whether or not to share it.
I did, but it was in high school. So it was so long ago. So my friend Lisa was being cheated on And I told Lisa, and she took it very well. And then we went and we bought a whole bunch of eggs. And then we went and we egged her boyfriend Greg's car.
And I love it.
And then she broke up with
Revenge
him.
Revenge is good. Yeah. He was kissing another girl behind the bandstand.
That's right. And we were egging his car. Take that, Greg.
Aaron, have you ever been in this situation?
No. I mean, but I have to say that it fires me up. And I think that I would be like, I would be the person, I'd be the friend that'd be like, I'm going to go and I'm going to tell the truth and I'm going to, you know, but right. I don't know if I'd actually have the guts to do it. If I'm honest,
it's hard, particularly when it's a marriage, with maybe kids, with young kids. Like, it's all the things that you're like, I'm not sure if I want to get involved in this. It's so, and how, because we've certainly heard stories where the person that hears that, they don't take it well, and maybe they eventually come around, but also maybe not. Mm-hmm. And maybe they stay with the person that that cheated on them, and then you're just the person that inserted themselves into the marriage. And so it's very difficult, complex.
If you've been in the nanny's position, I mean, let's be honest, a lot of times when we're talking about famous people and marriages ending and nannies, it doesn't go the way this one went.
No.
Like, the nanny was the superhero here. And the guy got his comeuppance, and that's the way it should go. Have you ever been in that situation? 604-280-1035. You can text at 103535. How did it go when you shared the news? Went very well for Shakira's nanny. How did it go when you did it? Give us a call and let us know.
The Nat Andrews Show on Move 103.5.
On the next Lotto 649 draw, the gold ball jackpot will be $42 million. And if you play online, you could have it at your fingertips or your whole hand. Depends on your typing technique.
Sometimes finding your way means following your heart, even if you don't know where it might lead.
No matter where I went, a part of me would always be here.
A new season of Sullivan's Crossing starts Sunday, April 27th on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Wegovy! Wegovy! Ask for it by name! Wegovy! Wegovy! That's all I will say! There's things about Wegovy that I wanna talk to! Don't ask me! Go ask your doctor!
Paul, you up?
Yeah.
Why, Paul?
Oh, I can't stop thinking about how much money I spent on this new mattress. I keep worrying it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't, Paul. You should have got the new mattress from IKEA like me. So affordable, so comfy, cozy, so much support for my aching back.
Then why can't you sleep?
Because I love to talk to my friend Paul.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow. With everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
It's finally here.
What is?
The Sephora Savings Event. Everything is on sale.
Stop. Everything?
Everything.
So, day hair product?
Yes.
And Burberry?
Yep.
What about YSL?
And K18?
Again?
Yes.
And yes.
Okay, adding to cart.
Get it, queen.
Beauty insiders, everything you want is on sale right now at the Sephora Savings Event. Rouge members get early access on April 4th, and VIBN insiders start saving on April 8th. Offers end April 14th, only at Sephora. Shop in-store or online at sephora.ca.
Supporting Canadian businesses has never been more important. That's why Canada Post is committed to making it easier to ship Canadian with our best rates ever. Right now, your business will save up to 70% on expedited shipping and returns. Plus, as a Vancouver-based business, you can access rates as low as $350 for lightweight local packages. It's time to shop Canadian, ship Canadian. Learn more about our best rates at canadapost.ca/shipcanadian.
Some choices make life simple. At Pollock Clinics, we've been perfecting a virtually painless vasectomy designed to optimize your comfort and recovery. The no-needle, no-scalpel technique has been scientifically shown to reduce complications. But we didn't stop there. Our innovative refinements even eliminate the need for metal clips and cautery, meaning no burning to your tissue. Over 75,000 vasectomies and counting. There's no substitute for experience. Visit PollockClinics.com to learn more today.
Listen. Get a TSN 4-month pass for $60 and go mad for March Madness, the Masters, Wimbledon, and more. Also included, TSN Plus. Subscribe now. Offer ends April 7th. Visit TSN.ca/subscribe.
Hero Home Care presents
Hero Facts with Captain Mighty.
Oh, the most exasperating hero is Help Desk Helen. I've been on hold for 42 minutes.
She's a hero?
Well, certainly not on the same level as the heroes from Hero Home Care.
Right. Whether the need is companionship, 24-hour nursing care, or something in between, they provide solutions for peace of mind for families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
And that's why they're heroes, not just caregivers.
Are you still on the line, sir?
Yes, Helen.
Please continue to hold.
Oh, come on, Helen. Hero!
Homecare.ca.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We've had a couple of problems this morning and now another one. Iron workers crash southbound at the north end of the bridge. Middle lane is affected. Traffic is brought to you by Shoppers Drug Mart. Super sales on today at Shoppers Drug Mart. Plus, open your PC Optimum app, shop your offer, and get 20,000 points. Conditions in app. We've got sunshine ahead today. The high will be about 13. Right now, 6 degrees.
to the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 1035.
Move 1035. All right, let's talk about dirty, dirty cheaters. Really great story. Shakira was the victim of cheating her husband. They have two kids. Her husband, this was a couple of years ago, he was cheating on her. She found out, and they're divorced now, and Shakira has certainly moved on. However, we are just learning how she found out, and it was the nanny told her. The guy wasn't cheating with the nanny. He was cheating with somebody else, but the nanny found out about it, told Shakira, and just recently at a show in Mexico, Shakira is so appreciative of this woman that she has her up on stage with her. She gives her a shout out. She name drops her in a song, and the nanny gets royalties of that song. And also Shakira
Incredible.
Gave her like a lot of back pay because the husband had fired the nanny for, you know, ratting him out and stuff. So it's just a really, it's almost the complete reverse of what we hear when somebody, you know, is the bearer of bad news.
Unfortunately, and I worry, we've got somebody on the phone with us right now who has been in this situation not once, but twice, come across this kind of information and shared it with a friend. Kim, good morning. You've been in this position twice?
Yeah.
And how did it go?
Unfortunately, it did not go well.
Both times?
Both times. Yeah, unfortunately. One I'm still a friend with years later, but it took years
much later for them to go, oh, you know what? You were actually right about that.
Yeah.
But then the other one, unfortunately, one person appreciated it and the other person, the friendship was ended at that point because, you know, I interfered. I was trying to look out for both friends. There was two friends, and I was trying to look out for both of them, and it didn't work out in that first situation. So
you would understand why people hesitate sharing this kind of information. Mm-hmm. To somebody who's been through it then a couple of times and it has not gone well. What would your advice be for somebody who comes across this kind of information and is in this position?
I would say just, you know, use caution, but go with your conscience. You know, like if you think this person will be harmed by this other person's cheating on them, which usually is the case.
Yeah.
I would be the friend that you're supposed to be, you know, and hopefully that friendship will survive the trust that friendship you have, right?
For sure.
But, in some cases though, they might side with the person they're with, right?
Yeah.
You just have to understand that might be something that might happen. And yeah.
Definitely always shocked, a risk, but at least you could sleep at night knowing that, you know, you did the right thing.
Yeah. So, but be a friend. I'm a loyal till the day you die friend. So for me, that was the choice I made. So hopefully that makes sense.
No, absolutely. Thanks for sharing the perspective, Kim. 604-280-1035, or you can text 103535.
Because it is such a sensitive subject, a lot of people, you know, are sending in messages, but not necessarily leaving their names. But, you know, and one of the things that the points that I think a lot of people are bringing up, and it is really super valid, that is, you know, is cheating is sort of a form of abuse in the sense of there's like disloyalty going on, but also a risk of sexual health. Sometimes there's financial stuff that's happening as well, where, you know, money is going to places that you don't know. So like, if it's not out in the open, like, you know, then somebody needs to say something, which I thought were great points. And then we got this message here at 103535. I was engaged and I was being cheated on. My friend saw my fiance in Whistler and took pictures of him holding hands with another woman. I printed the pictures and made sure everyone saw them because we worked together and it was not a good look for him. So I messaged this person back and I said, you know, did he stay in the job after that? What happened? And then this texter writes, he got demoted and eventually left the company. Take that, cheater.
So we can have situations like Kim where it goes horribly.
Yeah.
Or we can have situations like Shakira or this texter.
Yeah.
In the texter's play, the friend got the evidence and then they conspired together.
That's right.
To really take this
yes,
guy down. It can
right.
go in many, many different directions. Here's Miley Cyrus on Move.
Truth is bulletproof, there's no fooling you, I don't dress the same. Me and who you say I was yesterday have gone our separate ways. Left my living fast somewhere in the past, cause that's for chasing cars. Turns out open bars lead to broken hearts, I'm going way too far. To be young, you tell me time has not changed me. That's fine, I've had a good run. I know I used to be crazy. That's cause I used to be young. Take one, pour it out, it's not worth crying about the things you can't erase. Like tattoos and regrets, words I never meant.
be crazy, messed up, but God, was it fun? I know it used to be wild. That's good. Used to be young.
This is the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
$1,000 minute on the way at 9:35. The answer to question one is Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez, good luck.
Could Hailey Bieber soon be worth more than her husband? That story's coming up in What's Trending. Plus, throwback throwdown for your Friday morning just moments from now, too. First, it's Ed Sheeran on Move 103.5.
Strawberries and something.